shortwave communications receivers and high-end shortwave portable radios have a tuning range that stops at 30 megahertz, at least here in North America. 30 megahertz is the demarcation between shortwave, or HF, and a very high frequency, or VHF. Bruce Atkinson in Radway, Alberta, Canada, wrote to ask if we could do a feature on listening to communications just above 30 megahertz and up to 50 megahertz. Well, I have a scanner that can tune 30 to 50 megahertz, but I must confess I don't listen very often in that range. So I called Bruce and asked him to tell us what he hears between 30 and 50 megahertz.
I've been hearing a lot of stations from southern states, and sometimes from Mexico, as well as some Spanish that I hear. Even though I don't know the language, I can sort of tell what, whether it's a police or a fire or a taxi or something like that, or delivery company.
So you're actually a DXer, and you're just taking advantage of skip conditions during this present high sunspot activity?
Yeah, that's right. And it's really quite interesting, too, because of the propagation and just hearing the various kinds of calls that are made, and also just sometimes there's even some funny things that I overhear, like the man that was on a 11-foot ledge, and someone took the ladder away, and so he had to call for help.
Well, now, does the signal stay strong long enough for you to hear much of the conversation?
Oh, yes. It usually comes in about sunrise and fades out at sunset, so that's about 8 o'clock here in the morning sunrise and about 4:30 sunset during the winter. As far as I know, this is actually F10 propagation because it's coming from thousands of miles away. I haven't yet figured out exactly where these various transmissions are coming from, but they sometimes mention counties and that, and one thing I want to do is get a list of their various counties in the U.S. and learn exactly where I'm listening from.
How long have you been listening in this range of frequencies?
Well, I started back in 1982 when I bought one of these little Patrolman 50 radios from Radio Shack, and it's just sort of a general coverage receiver. It's not really a scanner, and the selectivity is quite broad. But I was interested by all the different stations I was picking up during the peak and the fall of that sunspot cycle. And so that interested me in getting into more and more serious listening, that is by getting a scanner that could tune in the 30 to 50 megahertz range.
What scanner is that that you use now?
I believe it's a Pro 6000 that I bought from Radio Shack back in 1995. And the great thing about that radio, even though it doesn't have trunking or any of the wonderful things that modern scanners have, it can still tune in these DX stations, and it also has AM and FM, narrowband FM, and it can listen in on all these stations from 25 megahertz all the way up to 1.3 gigahertz.
So you prefer a radio that you can tune like a radio rather than a scanner-type radio with all sorts of automated up-and-down features?
It's good for someone who's just getting into the hobby and isn't really sure, and oftentimes you can pick up radios like these at garage sales. As a matter of fact, 5 years ago I picked up a couple of these old-style radios that have the VHF low and high bands, and it's a good way to just sort of get an idea of roughly what's on the band. Then if you want to get more serious, then you can buy one of these radios that have, up and down buttons and programmable frequencies and such.
Well, Bruce, you've been listening long enough now to experience listening in that range of frequencies during both the peaks and the lows of the sunspot cycle. Is it very much dependent on the sunspot cycle?
Oh, yes. During the minimum sunspot, there's nothing on there except local stations. And up here in Canada, as far as I know, there's very little usage of the 30 to 50 megahertz range. Although there are a few trucking companies that use areas around 48 megahertz, and then there's various other things like walkie-talkies and such that use those upper frequencies. But basically, it's pretty quiet during the low sunspot cycle. And that's why it makes it so much more special during these peak sunspot periods, to be able to tune in all these stations and hear how exciting things can get.
All right, Bruce. Well, thanks very much. You've got me interested. I do have a scanner at home. It does tune that range of frequencies, and I'll have to start listening again more seriously.
Oh, yes, please do. And I'd like also to recommend to folks that if they do see some older scanner on sale at a garage sale or in the paper or something like that, and it has a 30 to 50 megahertz range, that they'd be getting a good deal if they bought it at this time of the sunspot cycle because of the fact that there's no trunking down there. There's a lot of stations that are coming in, and it can be quite exciting to just hear the various things that do come in on those lower frequencies.
Bruce Atchison in Radway, Alberta, population about 100.